At the height of its digital reign in 2010, Facebook was growing by the second, presenting the perfect opportunity for director David Fincher to create the award-winning motion picture, The Social Network. This nearly nonfiction story of the most impressive media communication revolution, generated by the computer programming wizard Mark Zuckerberg, played by Jesse Eisenberg, is beyond exceptional. Although the impeccably written dialogue, along with the time-lapsing screenplay, creates one fast-paced entanglement, The Social Network is beautifully understandable. By the end of the sophisticated 120 minutes of Zuckerberg's Facebook creation story, I found myself saying, "Oh, I get it." It takes a little while to realize the story is being told through a series of flashbacks taking place during future legal dispositions of Zuckerberg and a few of his fellow Harvard grads. This dizzying, overlapping structure, attempting to relate the present-day situation of Facebook to Zuckerberg's college story, instead complicates the movie even further. Not only does the time-lapse technique confuse most younger or slower viewers, but the rapid speed at which the dialogue leaves the mouths of the 4.0 GPA-averaged Harvard students adds to the complexity of Fincher's interpretation of Facebook's creation. We find ourselves racing to keep up with the precise meaning of each word spoken in the film while even witnessing the actors try to do the same. With the opening of the film centered around Zuckerberg's inconsiderate website in which Harvard girls could be rated based upon their hotness, we watch the first sparks of what is now Facebook. The pace at which Zuckerberg and his so-called best friend, Eduardo Saverin, played by Andrew Garfield, converse, challenges viewers to keep up with the most complex hotness rating formula.
Hey, Mark.
Eduardo.
You and Erica split up.
How did you know that?
It's on your blog.
Yeah.
Are you all right?
I need you.
I'm here for you.
No, I need the algorithm used to rank chess players.
Are you okay?
We're ranking girls.
You mean other students?
Yeah.
You think this is such a good idea?
I need the algorithm.
Mark.
I need the algorithm.
Give each girl a base rating of 1400. At any given time, girl A has a rating RA and girl B has a rating RB.
When any two girls are matched up, there's an expectation of which will win based on their current rating, right?
Yeah. And those expectations are expressed this way.
Let's write it.
Unlike the monotonous films of our modern age, with dialogues and screenplays toned down to the level of those slow wits in the audience, The Social Network's fast-paced energy keeps viewers' attention with every word. Screenwriter Aaron Sorkin's brilliant script is not only the words of The Social Network, but a masterpiece of its own. Snapping from intelligent opinion to sarcastic comment within a matter of seconds, the script races at an uncommon speed compared to those more viewer-friendly films. The vocabulary not only keeps us listening for each and every little word, but also requires us to occasionally rewind, realizing that we may have missed a small part of the most complex equation that Sorkin's script adds up to be. During a legal consultation between his defense lawyers and the plaintiff attorneys, in one of the most pivotal and comedic points in the movie, Zuckerberg humiliates the Winklevoss twins, played by Armie Hammer and Josh Pence, in one of Sorkin's most exciting monologues. This small moment represents the intelligent and witty short attention span personality of Mark Zuckerberg that is Facebook. Today it is everything from a social media site to a business advertising billboard, but until The Social Network's debut in 2010, the majority of Facebookers didn't even know where Facebook came from. Grossing $23 million in its opening weekend and immediately claiming to be Oscar-worthy, The Social Network has distinguished the story of the guy who invented Facebook. The Social Network moves impossibly smooth while rapidly tying together all ends of the amazingly successful story of Facebook, leaving viewers with a sense of accomplishment and a feeling of intelligence.